Mishnah Yom is for Sunday, the 18th day of Shvat, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masach Teksubas, Perik Shvi, Mishnah Ches. Our Mishnah is going to deal with a woman in whom blemishes were found, and it was not known when she got afflicted with these blemishes, and it makes a big difference. Did it happen before Kiddushin or after she was Mekudeshes? If it happened before Kiddushin, then the husband's got a real claim that he was misled at the Kiddushin, and he's not going to even pay Ruksuba upon divorcing her. Let's have a look at the Mishnah. Hoyu bo mumin, what happens if there were blemishes on the woman who had Kiddushin, ve'oida beveis aviyo, but she's still living in her father's house. The husband hasn't yet taken her to his house or made chuppah yet. Now, her husband, the Orus, we call him an Orus because they've only had Kiddushin yet. So the Orus claims that she's had these blemishes the whole time. Before I was Mekadosh, for me, I was misled. I demand a get, I'm going to give her a get, and I demand that she's not going to get a ksuba. Father, in the meantime, the father of the girl says, rubbish. He says, these blemishes happened only recently. It happened after the Kiddushin. And therefore, you're stuck with it, and you, if you want to divorce her, you pay the ksuba. You were not misled at the time of Kiddushin. The girl you married was not a blemished girl at the time you gave Kiddushin. Who has to bring proof? Says the Mishnah, Ha'av tzarich lahavi raya, it's up to the father to bring a proof to support his claim that these blemishes only occurred shemishines arsa noldebo momin halala, only after the Kiddushin these blemishes occurred, v'nistach v'sadeo, and that his field is swamped. In other words, it is bad luck. In other words, he has to bring a proof that it's the husband's bad luck because it happened after Kiddushin that she got mumim, and therefore there was no misleading at the time of the Kiddushin. She gets a ksuba. If the father can't prove that, then the husband is able to divorce her and not pay the ksuba. What's it based on? It's based on a principle called kan nimtza'u kan hoyu. We look at the position now. Where were the blemishes found? They were found in a father's house. We assume it's always been there in a father's house. We assume it happened beforehand. Kan hoyu v'kan, kan nimtza'u kan hoyu. We say they were there now, they were there beforehand. However, nichnas al yishus habaal, what happens if she's already now come into the under the possession of the husband? In other words, she's already being married him with chuppah, and now they're living in the house together. And then he finds blemishes on her, and he wants to divorce her without a ksuba. Now the onus is on the husband to prove that the blemishes were there all the time before Kiddushin. Habal tzorich lahavi raya she'ad shelo nisaz zehoyu bo mumin eilu. He has to prove that these blemishes happened before he was Mekadesha, and that what he was Mekadesh, the woman that he was Mekadesh, it was a faulty wedding, a faulty Kiddushin, and therefore he has, and that therefore he's going to divorce her without a ksuba. He has to prove that. Until he proves that, we will use the same principle. Kan nimtzo, kan hoyu. Where were the blemishes found? In the husband's house? Assume that it happened in the husband's house, in the rishus of the Baal, and therefore it's his bad luck. Divrei Rav Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. V'chachomim v'emri, v'med v'memorim, when do we say that a husband is able to divorce his wife without even paying a ksuba? On the basis of a claim that the blemishes were existing before the Kiddushin, and that therefore his whole Kiddushin was faulty, was a mekach toos. That's b'mumin shebaseisa. That's if it's blemishes which are in private areas, in places that he can say, look, I never knew about that. Honestly, I never knew that she had that blemish. And then he can make that claim. Avl b'mumin shebegoloi. But if we're talking about blemishes which are in a very visible place of the body, einu yochalitoi. He can't claim that his mekach was a mekach tos. He can't claim that it was a faulty wedding because he must have known that she had these blemishes and he must have agreed to it. He can't claim now later on that that he was misled. Says the Chachamim further, v'im yesh merchatz ba'oisach ir, what happens if there's a bathhouse in that city? In those days, there would all women were, they would use a public bathhouse, and therefore he had the opportunity to find out from her relatives that bathed with her in the public bathhouse whether she's got these blemishes. Then af mumin shabaseser en yachalitain. Then the husband would not even be able to claim that that he didn't know about the blemishes even in private areas of the body. Why? Because mipnei shubot ko bikarvayisav, because he would have had the opportunity to ask her relatives and check her out there, if she's got mumim or not. The Gemara brings a chazaka. There's a chazaka: person doesn't drink a cup until he checks it first, and therefore, even if there were mumim before she had kiddushin, there's no claim. His claim will not be upheld, and if he divorces her, he'll have to pay ksuba, because he definitely would have had the opportunity to check her out through his relatives, the female relatives, of course, before he married her, before he took her into his house. So we assume that he must have known about the mumim and turned a blind eye to it. So far we've talked about the mumim blemishes on a woman. What about blemishes on a man? When a woman demands a get, what happens then? Mishnah Tess, Ha'ish shenoldu boy mumin. What happens if a man developed blemishes after his marriage, after nisuin? She's already now in his house, and for sure, if he had these blemishes beforehand, and she knew about it, ein koifin oisoi lahoitzi. We will not force the man to divorce his wife because of it. Even if she asks, I want to be divorced, and the husband doesn't want to, you can't force the husband to do it. However, that might depend, says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Omer Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Bamed Vor Mamurim. When do we say that we do not force the husband to divorce her? Bimumin Haktanim. That's if it's small blemishes. So we can say that an ordinary woman would be able to tolerate them, and therefore we can't force him to give a get. Aval Bimumin Hagdolim. But if we're talking about very serious blemishes, for example, he became blind in one eye or two eyes, or he had an amputee, one of his limbs was one, a foot or a hand was amputated, which that is a very serious blemish. That a woman cannot be asked to tolerate such a blemish. Kofinos elohitzi, we would force him to divorce his wife and pay eksuba. And the Gemara explains that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that with mumin gedolim, with big mumin, with serious blemishes, and even if they were there before the nisoin and before the marriage, and the wife knew about them and agreed, we would still force him to divorce her because she can say, look, I thought I would be able to tolerate it, but I can't. And therefore, Kodesh Rav Shimon Gamliel, even in that situation, we would force him to divorce his wife. Is the halacha like Rav Shimon Gamliel? No. Halachas like the Chachamim, that even if there were mumim gedolim, even if there were serious mumim that developed, you can't force him to divorce her. That's how the Rambam paskins in Hilchas Ishus.